Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Jacob's Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
Hello and welcome to our World Cup podcast. Back home with me, Paul Hawksby.
And me, Andy Jacobs. And as the first day of simultaneous kickoff saw us all go multi-screen, when I say all, Max did, we'll chiefly focus on Senegal's well-earned victory against Ecuador and, of course, England's comfortable win over Wales.
Plus, we're joined by two football-loving funny men, Jacob Hawley, representing England, and Rod Woodward, Wales. And we'll discover what France striker Olivier Giroud has in common with our own Ian the Moose Abrahams. It's not obvious.
He isn't looks.
That's very true. Anyway,
yes,
we come to you here on very upbeat, of course, on this Tuesday evening after England's fine victory over Wales. It's just concluded as we speak to you. And we're going to chat about it in more detail, as we said, with Jacob and with Rod very shortly. But overall, Andy, I mean, you're wearing your colours. You're in a Bobby Moore Airtex 1970 England, white England shirt. Beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. I enjoyed the football today. You'll be surprised to hear. I think it's going from 2-4 to 2. It was more manageable for me.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed both games. I thought the first half of England wasn't great. I've written down, it was a canine with Siphonapterus.
A dog with fleas.
Yes.
Yes, of course. You're a bit more upmarket. Yeah. Now, Ecuador-Senegal was, I mean, they were quite easy games to choose. We'll come on to tomorrow's games later on, Wednesday's games, but they were quite easy games to choose today, weren't they? Because there was a lot riding on Senegal-Ecuador, and you had skin in the game because Ishmael Jacobs was playing.
I noticed.
At left back for Senegal.
Yeah.
And John McMahon kept hearing him say Jacobs, and he was thinking, kept thinking of you. He got in touch, TalkSport listener.
Did he?
It was quite interesting. Have you heard in commentary, Ishmael Jacobs said yesterday that he was getting bored with four games a day and he went shopping during Cameroon-Serbia yesterday.
He went to Squire's Garden Centre in Qatar.
Are you related, the pair of you? I just wondered.
It's spelt with a K, funny. I looked him up.
Yeah.
He is on Senegalese Talk Sport, though. He's marvellous.
He's very good. That's right.
Especially when his team lose.
You know, we know we're playing Senegal now, of course, England. Mm-hmm. And Idrissa Gueye is going to miss the game. It goes back to what we were saying to Mark Housey the other day.
Yeah.
Two bookings in three games. Can I use the word expunged? Because I kind of feel after the group stage, they should scrap the bookings because he's going to miss that huge. I mean,
they will expunge them after the next section, I think, for the quarterfinals.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so easy to get two. I mean, after the two bookings in three games, that's enough. You know, I think they need to change that rule. You're robbing. I mean, and Koulibaly, a bit of Chelsea interest for you in that game.
Yes, I've written down a Chelsea player finally doing something good in this tournament.
Yes.
Scored. It was marvellous because they've been so out of form. But it was enjoyable. I mean, the thing about modern football, though, you know, why did Ecuador wait until Senegal scored to start attacking? You know, these teams get what they deserve. The way they approach the matches, you know, it was really odd, really. But
I thought they were bold, Senegal. They went for it and they deserved it. Fortune favouring the brave, and they'll be like that against England. I think they'll be on the front foot and they'll go for it, and they'll go toe to toe with us, and it should be an exciting game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I think so, and also it just suits England when a team comes on, so we'll see what happens. But Ener Valencia, he'll be he won't be playing because he's Ecuadorian, but I have written down he should play for West Ham. He'd be Ener Old Iron.
Yes. Yes, very good idea. Now, the ball, we were the first to talk about the ball when there was nothing to say about the ball. But now everybody's talking about the ball. I don't know if you've seen this.
Although
Marcus Rashford didn't have a massive amount of trouble with it.
No problem at all.
Kieran Trippier said it's been flying about a little bit too much. And that was the first direct free kick that we've seen scored in the tournament. But, you know, Adidas are fighting their corner. They said they tested it in those conditions in the Arab Cup and there was no reason. And, of course, we know now that there's a motion sensor in it. And that's how we definitively know that Cristiano Ronaldo never got his head on that one yesterday, and that was Bruno Fernandes' goal. So did you see a chip in it as well?
Piers Morgan's reaction to it, though. He tweeted, boom, when Ronaldo, he thought Ronaldo had scored. He's such a glory hunter. He's a ridiculous man, isn't he? And Specsavers came back quickly, though, with an amusing tweet. And
he didn't take it particularly well by the look of it.
No, Gianni Infantino is a bit like me. He can't keep off his phone. I think he's all right for about 20 minutes, and then he's on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that he got booed when he...
Yeah.
He must realise that people don't like him.
He's got the look of a panto villain, hasn't he? You can see him sweeping in with like a cape. Not a cape on, but a cape. Just like
not
sort
a,
of...
Not looking. A cape on.
Boo, just above like the eyes.
I'd like to see him with a cape on.
Baron. With a small chicken under his arm. Baron Hardup, played by Gianni Infantino.
He is. He's very much like that.
Now, do you want to know what the moose has got in common with Olivier Giroud?
It's food, isn't it?
It's tuna.
With what Giroud eats. Oh, right.
Yeah. They were asking him what he has for lunch. Because, you know, you get a bit bored during the World Cup just talking about football. And he said salad is very important.
About it.
Salad is very important. That's obviously he's got nothing in common with a moose there.
No.
But then he said, I like eggs and tuna. So I hope he's not nervous before games. You're prone to open the window, aren't you?
The microwave in the French dressing room. Yeah. Like moose.
Stinking the office out. He's a big fan of bulgur. He likes a lot of bulgur, apparently.
Mm.
Adds to a colourful plate, he tells us. So there we are, just one of the things that, the only thing indeed that Olivier Giroud has got in common with the moose.
Yeah, I'd say that's right, actually. Yeah. Nizar Kinsella won tonight's Get the Goal on Twitter first, followed closely by Miguel Delaney, Rob Harris and the Moose, who was fourth tonight. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're so desperate, these fellas. I think the first, they don't think about, what a great goal. I enjoyed it. I've got to get right some copy.
Drink it in. Enjoy yourself.
No, I've got to get on Twitter. I've got to. And I look at some, I won't name them, but some of them, they've got hardly any following. I think, what's the point? They do these pieces to camera before the game. You look at it, there's about 500 people have watched it. Think, what is the point of this? God.
The other thing I noticed, they always kind of tell you what's going to be going on the night of an England game and what's gone on in the previous England game. And the papers were full of it today. Mm. They said traffic congestion at 3 p.m. on Friday before the 7 p.m. England-USA game was 13% worse than normal in London. TomTom traffic data showed. The most shocking thing there is people are still using TomToms.
What, to let each other know?
I'm surprised there's not everybody's using their phone. And we are going to miss Louis van Gaal, of course, when he finally packs up management. This could be his last job because he did a press conference with Frankie de Jong, who scored today for Holland.
Yeah.
And one of the Dutch journalists said he was looking a bit peaky. Looking a bit pale.
Oh,
and he said, well, I didn't sleep well and I had a bit of a sore throat. So, and Van Gaal said, look, thank you for saying Frankie looks a bit pale because I'd seen that as well. The rest of us have been lying by the poolside, of course. Me, not so much. But my mother, when she died, had rosy cheeks. It's a case of genes, he said.
Well, can't have been that good. She died.
Yeah, exactly.
No disrespect.
I think that's the point he's making. Not very managers throw in stuff like that. So God bless him. Good old Louis van Gaal.
I've been thinking about Chinese TV and their of cutting out the crowd.
Oh, yeah. The old censorship, yeah.
But the wide shot, there are just some shots you can't cut out. I mean, otherwise, what do they go to, a black screen?
Yeah. They've got a 35-second delay, Andy.
You still can't get rid of a wide shot. Okay.
But no, they will. Wide shots aren't a problem. They're just trying not to show lots of people not wearing masks. That's their
concern. They told the audience that the fans are just cardboard cutouts or something.
I think they're obviously collecting lots and lots of relative close-up shots of players and managers on the bench that they can just cut in whenever they cut to, because they do cut to the crowd a lot, don't they? It's an awful lot of crowd shots.
No, there is. That's true.
This. The staple of an England game was the tabloids, in this case the Sun, always focusing on lots and lots of different celebrities. It would be things like, what's his name? It'd be like, I don't know, Lionel Blair, God bless him. Lionel Blair says, come on, England, Blair. You can do it. Cheryl Baker, go on, lads, go and do it for
us. Good old Babs Windsor.
Babs Windsor, God bless her. She'd do that Babs as well. You always have. But this time they were struggling a bit. And we just had, Bez from the Happy Mondays. They only used one random celebrity.
I know.
And Bez said, "At an Englishman, I long for football to finally come home. Yeah. But I have a problem tonight. I love Wales too. My love affair began in the 2000s. I was approaching 40 and doubted I'd survive another 10 years due to excessive partying. I met some Welsh hippies at Glastonbury, went to live on a farm and became fascinated by bees." You don't get that from Babs Windsor, do you?
They don't. And Harry Maine became Harry Mainbow. Did you see who he wore?
No, I didn't see that.
Welsh bucket hat with pride after FIFA climbed down. Honestly, there's nothing they won't do. Sort of a side issue. This was an article by Janinho, you know, the old Middlesbrough player yesterday in The Guardian, talking about Brazil, obviously, playing that night. Do you know what his last name is? I never knew this.
Smith.
No, it's Janinho Pernambucano.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
I didn't know that.
I've got a bottle of Pernambucano. So I didn't drink it all last Christmas. You only ever get it out at Christmas, don't you?
It's really? Very nice, yeah.
And Chichi, the manager of Brazil, was...
with his blue suit. I've seen his suit now.
Oh, yes, nice suit. But Neymar said something like, Casemiro is the best midfielder in the world. And Chichi said, I do not normally like to comment with my opinions, but in this case, I agree. And I thought, well, he's not going to have a future doing the sports bar with Jason Cundy, is he?
Not really.
Anybody seen Neymar? It'd be great, wouldn't it? Him and Jason.
Fantastic. He wears that colour. I knew a bloke. This is a very unusual thing, this.
It's like, what is it? What colour blue is it, Andy? You're in
French
the men's wear.
French blue. It's a kind French of
French blue, they call it. Okay.
French blue. I knew a bloke that only wore this colour.
Wow.
But he had suits, he had T-shirts, he had short sleeve shirts, he had long sleeve shirts, he had trousers, he had shorts. Wow. Everything in one colour. Amazing.
Wow, way.
I know.
Whatever happened to him? Do you know? You kept in touch?
He died, but he had rosy cheeks.
Yeah, of course he did, like Van Gaal's mum, bringing it back to that.
Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
It's time then to look in more detail at tonight's game between England and Wales. Jacob Hawley joining us a little bit later on from our England point of view, but from a Welsh point of view, a fellow funny man and Welsh supporter, Claire. I mean, we look at him now on our screens, bucket hat, Wales shirt, very much looking the part. It is comedian Rod Woodward. Hey, Rod, how are you?
Guys, great to see you, as always.
Oh, yeah, and listen, commiserations tonight. They never really got going. It was a pretty comfortable evening for England, but it was, you know, they're always behind the eight ball, Wales. They had so much to do, didn't they, in this game?
They did. And I think inevitably it just came down to what's always been the perennial problem for Wales, and that is a lack of personnel, a lack of quality. And it just seemed as though we tried to reboot the 2016 franchise without changing the cast.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd written that down. Euro 2016 was so glorious, but those players are coming to the end now, really.
They are, Andy. They really are now. And I think they really, you look back to what Toshack did when he was in charge and he bloodied the likes of Bale and Ramsey and Hennessy and Allen. And that's what needs to be done now. Just a clinical restart and see where we go from here. I mean, it's been a glowing few years. We've loved every minute of it. 2016 was great. And then qualifying for the next Euros, and then to make it to the World Cup. I mean, a dream come true. My old man, I think I mentioned him on the show before, he covered Wales through thin, you know, as a journalist for years and years, 46 years, man and boy, never saw them qualify for a World Cup. So, you know, we felt that's why we're over here. It's a sort of a pilgrimage to the old man.
Oh, right, lovely. So you're overing, you've been to the game, have you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't realise. Yeah. So you've just got
I thought you were looking quite tan for a bloke who's in Wales.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been playing in
Cardiff.
Staying in
was
Dubai.
That warm this time of year?
It's global warming. That's what that is.
So what was the mood then? I mean, they looked, and we saw pictures, everybody looked a bit sullen. I see Rob Page just come in for a bit of stick. They were feeling he was a bit too cautious early on, and maybe Iran was the chance when they didn't go toe-to-toe with them. Or
I think that was the disappointment, to be honest, Paul. I think they should have gone out all guns blazing against Iran and, you know, to try and play the five at the back. They had Ampadu playing very deep. And when you've got no midfield to speak of, it's just never going to work on paper. So, I mean, why they thought that they would get away with that. And, you can see from the first game, they were dreadful in the first half against USA, and then obviously they got that lifeline with a penalty. But I think the signs were there; they should have acted on it.
Mm. You've got the rainbow hat on. Have you had any problems with it getting in, or have you had to hide it a bit? Or
I've been all right, but my wife, the second game, my wife, they banned a box of Fox's glacier fruits because obviously they were multicolored. Would you believe?
So, really?
Yeah, we had to tip them in the bin. So
what do they think she was going to do with them?
Well, I managed to smuggle a few lime ones out, but I don't know what happened.
That is ridiculous. That's amazing. That is crazy.
So what are your impressions of it? Sorry, Paul. What are your impressions?
I was going to ask the same question, Andy. Yeah.
I mean, the atmosphere initially was great. We all met all the fans in the fan park at the Bucket Hat, which was great. And that was the emblem that they chose for Wales. This had, there'd be a lot of Bill and Ben tributes after this tournament, I think, in Wales. But then England, curiously enough, the emblematic sort of iconic thing that they had there was an ice cream van. So really? Maybe when Italy failed to qualify, they must have thought, we'll palm that off in England. It'll save the big happy and mashy fish and chips that we got to make up, you know. But it was great there. We had David Ewan singing Amr O Hyd, which is obviously that's become the anthem for the Welsh team now, which roughly translated means we're still here. So we'll be doing a reboot of that, I think, now. We've gone home now.
What do you make of this thing of changing the name of the country, you know, to the Welsh?
Cymru. Yeah, they're talking about
I'm
it.
I'm glad
you
said that, Paul, because I don't think I could have pronounced it.
Yeah. Well, that's another good point, actually, because I had a Cymru shirt on. At least I had a spare one in the bag. I had this shirt, and then I had one because it's a bit sort of it's a bit sticky out here. So I did bring a change of clothes just for the tram for when all the leather strap. You know, I thought, you know, a bit of human decency. But they spotted Cymru, and they obviously thought that was some sort of iconic. Gay statement. So they went and checked that. They got the Google Translate out and they made sure that.
They're making sure it's not politically sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, they gave me that back, but they still took away the glacier fruit.
The glacier mints.
That's amazing. We've heard quite a bit about the stadium air conditioning and some people saying, which you mentioned about how hot it was on the tube. What's that like? Is it must be quite a weird sensation, air conditioning outside?
Yeah, I mean, it was there. I didn't really notice it so much, if I'm honest with you. I mean, in the stadium, we were lucky enough to be in the shady part for the early game, the last one against Iran, which was good, which is quite the opposite where I am at Cardiff City, where I've actually moved to the sunny side of the stand to try and get the sun through the season. But they've thought of everything, I've got to be honest. And, you know, aside from the human rights stuff, the logistics out here have been fantastic, I have to say.
And what about your accommodation? Was it easy to find somewhere to stay, and was it expensive? Or?
I'm staying in Dubai, so we're flying in for the games. Right. So, I mean, the whole Haya thing initially looked to be a bit of a nightmare. The ticket doesn't actually activate until you switch Bluetooth on outside of the ground. And then all of a sudden, as you approach the ground, magically your QR code appears. So that was a big relief. I've got to be honest, my wife.
Yeah, that would really put you on tenterhooks, wouldn't it? I mean,
my wife had a thrombosis. She was waking up for 2 weeks before. QR
code. Wow, we. So I've just wondered, the Welsh players tonight, maybe they were suffering with a bit of indigestion, because I see Bryn Williams, the chef, went in earlier this week and made them lamb and Welsh cakes.
He did.
Can sit a bit heavy, can't he? If you've got 90 minutes of football to play.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be my dream. That'd be my sort of my last supper, if you like, if I was on death row. The Welsh lamb. Welsh lamb and Welsh cakes. But I'm not so sure about before a football match. But Yeah, well, it's got to be Welsh lamb, by the way.
I don't know if it was. I take it was Welsh lamb. I've got no idea, but I think he did manage to. He got some scent in. So
it's funny, that old gag, isn't it? Is that yeah. lamb Welsh? You said, "What, you're going to eat it or talk to it?"
Dean Saunders apparently in the commentary for Talk Sport, I saw them tweeting that Dean said Gareth's got a piano on his back, and didn't think he would come out for the second half. We don't know if it was injury or tactical. But I mean, he said yesterday that he was asked, "Is this your last game?" And he said no, emphatically. But you do wonder, isn't it, Vim? And as you said, there are some good young players coming through, not the stature of Bale and Ramsey. But in the end, the decision's got to be made. You'd like to think he'll make it himself. I'm sure he will.
I think so. I mean, his whole career really has been hallmarked by making the right decisions. You know, he's always sort of done that, and he's always ended up in the right place. He's one of the most decorated players in not just Welsh history, but British football. And I think he'll do the right thing now. He's a level-headed lad. And just go out gracefully. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Are you going home now? Had you always planned to go home after the first phase, or were you going to be a bit more optimistic?
I think in my heart of hearts, Andy, I always knew that we'd be on the way back now. I think that's the problem sometimes with Wales, is that the hearts do sort of overrule the heads. And I think that was probably a lot to do with the tactical choices that were made as well. There's some romantic notion that you can just stick Bale and Ramsey out there and somehow they'll manage to pull it out of the bag. But it was never going to happen. It was never going to happen. So,
Rob Page has done enough to keep his job. I mean, he's had a bit of criticism, but you know, I think he's earned the right to carry on with this team, hasn't he?
I think he has. Paul, what are they going to do? You can only choose from a limited pool of players. Sure. And you know, when you look at the fact that we got Championship players in there, we got League One, League Two players in the squad, it just shows how little he's got to work with. And I think, you know, under the circumstances, especially, you know, with what's gone before him, you couldn't have asked any more of him. He's you know, football in Wales has become the national sport, if you like, especially after this weekend, after the league we threw away against the Aussies in the rugby. But I think that there's more good stuff to come from Wales, more good stuff to come from Page. And I think at the very least, he deserves a stay of execution. Yeah,
You'll be at the next World Cup. It's 98 teams, I think.
It's everybody's. We're saying Montserrat versus the Maldives will be the first game, the opening game, with it. It's 48 teams.
Well, these major tournaments like buses, aren't they? You wait all this time for one to come along and then three come along in quick success. I've got every hope that we will be there.
And
if it's in the USA, we've got to make it a holiday as well, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
I thought the World Cup should be like the Champions League. Whoever finishes third could go into another competition because we need more football.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Conference World Cup.
That's a nice idea. Good. So, Rob, what are you up to comedy-wise? You got stuff on at the
minute? Yeah, I've been gigging a lot, you know, but just crazy year, really. I recorded a special in Cardiff, which was, it's a long time ago, but 6 months ago now. So that's just, they've just finished editing that. And, I've written a couple of screenplays. I've just been throwing myself into that. It's been a bit of a departure, but started to do that in lockdown and really got a taste for it. So one of them's gone into pre-production and got everything crossed. So, you know, watch this space.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to talk to you. I mean, it sounds like it's been a great experience despite the results, and safe journey home, mate.
God bless you guys. Really appreciate it. Lovely to see you as always. And many congrats on the result. I hope you go all the way.
Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great
great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Jacob's Daily World Cup Podcast from TalkSport. TalkSport.
So let's look at the game from an England perspective. And to do that is a man we often turn to on Arsenal. Not international matters, but I'm sure he's a big England fan as well. He's comedian Jacob Hawley. Jacob, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you. Even better after that result. And we join you in Belfast, not the obvious place to go and see England play Wales. But you have
depends where watched, you are, I suppose.
Watch the game alone, I understand.
Yeah, slightly less hostile atmosphere than in Qatar. But it's, I chose the safety of the hotel room rather than a local pub for this one. And enjoyed the game. Enjoyed the game in the end.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but they're funny, England. Once they score, they play with a freedom. But up to that point, they're so conservative. The first half, you're just thinking, oh, God, not again. But once they score, they look completely different.
I thought Rashford summed that up perfectly as well. I thought first half, I've got to be honest, I was in my group chat saying that Rashford should be coming off. I thought he had a really poor lost the ball. And I think I messaged them about 30 seconds before he banged that free kick in. But he summed it up perfectly. So as soon as he scored the goal, he's going past people. He's getting in the box more. And we're a completely different team. But I guess that's tournament football, really, isn't it? Yeah, you have to just build a bit of momentum. You try, you know, you get one goal. We're going to the Senegal game feeling confident now. And I think Southgate, he does kind of have to stick with some of the players that came in and did well today.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil have been the same, though. Brazil haven't really got going until they've scored their first goal in games. And they're the ones everybody says they're likely to win it.
The safest bet at the tournament has been 0-0 at half-time, hasn't it? Mm. It's been a funny tournament in that sense. I don't think there's one team that can really put their hand up and say they've had a good 90 minutes. But the thing that no one's really talking about today, we kept a clean sheet as well. Pickford was barely troubled. I think Maguire, you know, no one wanted him in an England shirt 3 weeks ago. He's quietly been one of the best players we've had at this tournament. And defence has been really good, and as it's been throughout the tournament, I think. And ultimately, if you've got a good defence and you've got attacking players who might be playing themselves into a bit of form, we're going to grow in this tournament and we're going to start playing with more confidence.
For fans of overhit crosses, though, that one that Maguire did in the first half was excellent.
I thought that was a shot. He seemed to put his foot right through it.
I don't think he knew what that was. I think he went past two players, ended up further up the pitch than he's ever been, and instinct took over and he just got rid of it.
I think so.
The referees seem to be a lot more lenient about the ankle stamp in this World Cup. I mean, that one by Ramsey, well, that was accidental. The one by Ramsey on Henderson, that's a red card in the Premier League. Isn't it really?
But he could have broke his ankle there. Yeah. I as an Arsenal fan, I love Aaron Ramsey, but I couldn't believe that. I mean, I don't know about your stream, but on BBC where I was watching it was you could hear Henderson scream.
Yeah,
as Ramsey went through his. I mean, the refereeing at this World Cup has been so strange. At one point, I think he stopped the game so someone could tie their shoelaces. Every game goes on for about 3 hours. and everyone's just, because it's such a weird World Cup, no one's really questioning it. Everyone's just sort of shrugging and going, yeah, well, it's a strange World Cup, isn't it? Let them do what they want. Let them get on with it.
We're going to see that in the Premier League, I promise you. As soon as they get back, you're going to see 100-minute games, that's for sure. I think Henderson's mic'd up, though, because you can hear him all over the pitch.
Yeah.
He's shouting.
It's like T20 cricket.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick word with okay. I hope to have a better better second half. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Hello, Gary. How are you? That would be marvellous.
It's a funny one, Henderson, because Klopp always says that thing that it's like having a manager on the pitch. And there were times in that first half where I thought, well, it's not like having a football player on the pitch. Because, again, he was missing passes. He wasn't carrying on his runs. I still think that's a part of the team where we look a little bit suspect. I think we've got options up top now. I think you could play Saka up there. I think you could play, you know, Sterling hasn't been bad. He's not been great. Rashford really good tonight. I thought Foden was excellent tonight. I still look at that midfield. I love Bellingham in there. I thought Rice was excellent today. I'm still not sure who the third man should be in that midfield. I think that's going to be the question for England in this tournament that we need to work out if we're going to win it.
Harry Kane walked over to claim a bit of interest in the free kick that Rashford scored.
Yeah.
I bet they all just looked at him and said, no, you're all right, mate.
You're all right, go away.
We've seen the ones you hit at Spurs. You're absolutely fine. Don't worry about that. And you see, Chesney Hawks was on the field at...
strange booking, isn't it?
Yeah, very odd booking. I reckon he probably did something from the new album, didn't he? I would imagine, Chesney. He wouldn't have done One and Only. Imagine that moment he got out there. This one's from the new album. Oh,
if you get booked for that, you've got to play the hits, haven't you?
Yeah. So you're on tour next year.
I am indeed on tour.
You're gigging this evening. Is that why you're in Belfast to take it?
That's why I'm in Belfast. I've got to nip inside in a minute and do my set. But touring next year, starting in Leicester in February. All the dates are on my website, jacobhawley.co.uk.
Excellent. It's called Bump.
Bump. Yes, and same show that I took to Edinburgh.
Brilliant. Look, lovely. Come and see us. Come and see us in the new year in the studio just before you go on tour. We'll see where Arsenal are there.
And, as long as we're still top, I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Well, Jacob, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to chat to you, gents. Thank you very much.
Take care. All the best. Have a good gig. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
There we are, this England fan comedian Jacob Hawley over in Belfast.
Good man. You know what we haven't talked about? And she was there last week. Pelé's mum. Did you see Pelé's mum? She's a 100.
Pelé's mum?
Pelé's mum was
in the
Qatar.
World Cup.
Yeah.
She's are you 100. Sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely sure.
Wow.
Yeah, Pelé's mum. She's 100 years old. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen pictures of her?
Yes.
Does she look like Pelé?
Well, I'm only asking. She doesn't wear the shirt. I don't know.
Oh, she was wearing the shirt.
No, she wasn't wearing the shirt.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't really look like him. I don't think so. But yeah, no, but
wherever she goes in the world, does she say Qatar will win the World Cup?
I think she did.
I don't know why he speaks like that. Never used to before.
So that's that.
So yeah. So a good night's work for England. We're all quite upbeat, aren't we, Andy? This is quite clear.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed both games today, especially the second half. And the other game was good, Senegal-Ecuador. So that's good. What have we got tomorrow?
Well, before we do that, let me tell you, I've had a bit of correspondence with our old mate Adrian Durham, doing excellent work out in Qatar for TalkSport. He's been listening to the podcast and enjoying them. I take it he's listening to this one as well.
Oh, nice.
And I mentioned yesterday that his beloved Peterborough were knocked out of the FA Cup by Shrewsbury. Yeah. And he said, I heard you mention that, but Peterborough United women are through to the third round for the first time ever. The draw was on TalkSport 2 on Monday, and we have drawn Durham winning. Sorry, Durham, not Durham winning, Durham women, should
Durham
I say.
Women. So give them Durham, a chance.
Yeah, so it's the Adrian Durham derby, Peterborough versus Durham.
That's very
fantastic.
Good point.
Yeah. He also points out that their engineer, James, had a serious issue with his hearing after England's first game. You were saying last night it's been deafeningly loud, but apparently it has been for whatever reason in the stadium. So
it's
there we
not
are.
Great for him, really, isn't it? His job is not ideal. But good. He's still looking for my World Cup, I believe.
Yes, okay. He's still looking in the shops for your World Cup. The only other thing I've noticed was that Canelo Alvarez wants to have a square go, have a punch up with Lionel Messi.
Really?
Because he swapped shirts with one of the Mexican players and the shirt was on the floor when they were celebrating. All the shirts were on the floor to be washed, apparently.
Yeah.
And he thought he saw Messi tread on it. I think he did it by accident. And Canelo has called him out for...
Overly sensitive people are really...
a perceived slight. He said, get in line with the Croatians and Carlos Queiroz if you want a perceived slight, certainly.
Did you see that Luis Enrique has been talking about his players' sex lives?
Hmm.
There was a piece in The Guardian today. And there's... a piece about it, within this article, Antonio Conte, when he was at Inter Milan, advised his players, I can do this because it's late at night, to have sex with the minimum of effort during the season.
Wow.
Keep it short, he said, and let the partner go on top.
Oh, well, blimey.
It's quite graphic, old Antonio.
Yeah. I repeat, he would have said. Repeat, well, yeah. Don't repeat. No, that's the last thing you want to be doing. Definitely. Anyway.
That's it.
So, yeah. Wednesday's matches. Here we go. You've got a choice of Australia, Denmark. Right. These are simulcast, the 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or Tunisia, France. I think I'll watch that because Tunisia are decent. France are good to watch.
Yeah.
And we could play them, couldn't we?
And Mbappe is the star.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I think I'm going to go Tunisia, France. Keep an eye on the other one.
Yeah.
And you're not going to go multi-screen, Andy? You want to have the laptop going and the telly?
No, I can't be bothered. That's ridiculous.
Then in the evening, we've got that'll Poland, Argentina. A couple of heavyweights in Lewandowski and Messi. Or you've got Saudi Arabia, Mexico. So I think that one's pretty obvious, isn't it? It'll be too vexed choosing the game there.
No, it's going to be Poland. Yes, Argentina still need to win, don't
they? Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. So that makes that interesting. So we'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday, of course, to look back on those games and all the other talking points. And about to be more England and Wales fallout. Thanks to Jacob and to Rod for joining us today. And, of course, to you to listening. A few of you have been getting in touch at TSHNJ. Anything you notice, anything you want us to talk about, any comments you have, a few of the listeners have been getting in touch. So at TSHNJ, TSHANDJ, if you've got any thoughts, questions, etc. But for now, from myself and Andy, thanks for listening.
Talk Sport. Hawksby and Jacobs Daily World Cup Podcast from Talk Sport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.